warmer. I mean, I wouldn't mind it be a little bit more, but you know, the nice thing is the guys focused in, had a really good practice. I mean, the transition from coming from Wofford to here was been very good. You know, we left on Tuesday, gave them the day off yesterday so they get reacclimated, and then they came out, and the nice thing was they gave us a really good practice, great effort, great tempo. Mistakes were at a minimum, so that was big, and I was really proud of the way the guys came out and practiced today for us.
Ron, how's Cam looking, and is he still on for Sunday?
Yeah, he looks good. He's sharp. Made some really good throws today. He missed a couple near the end of practice, but early on he was really throwing it well. Probably the thing that he does best is when we do some of our quick time work. You know, he gets into a real good rhythm, and you see that earlier in practice. And as we slow things down, start working just team stuff specifically, then you know you see him start thinking and looking at things instead of just reacting.
You anxious to see him with new receivers in a game situation?
Very anxious. You know, he's done some really good things, as I said, and he's developed a really nice rapport, and I'd like to see it carry over onto the field.
You know, you said he probably wouldn't do much in the way of zone read with any other limitations, and how long do you think he might play?
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, a big part of what we're going to do out there is we're going to evaluate. We'll evaluate how he's doing. We'll evaluate how the offensive line's playing. And then some of the other things as far as the offense is concerned, as we decide just how long we want to keep in there. But right now the initial plan is to get him into the first quarter and then go from there.
Ron, the concern still is, though, that he may still improvise out there a little bit and do what he can to put the team in position to win, though, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he can't help himself because, you know, he loves to compete and he wants to win. And that is one of the things that is of concern, is that he'll get out there and he may see something. He may go from a 3 to a 7, and the next thing you know, he's out there doing his thing. But that's just who he is. He's very competitive, and you're absolutely right, Jonathan. He wants to win.
Ron, pleased to have Charles Johnson back today, and you hoping to see him play this weekend, or not too eager to get him out in a game situation yet?
Was he out there?
Charles Johnson.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We got on Charles pretty good about it, so you know he tweeted, "Oh, here I go, made it through another camp," and then the guy says, "Ah, you missed half of it." So you know we wanted to poke a little fun at Charles, but it is good to have him out there because again he's building that continuity. He is with the other front three guys. You know, the four of them have done some really good things for us, and last year we had a really good year. You know, he and Greg being double digit sack guys. But it is good to see him back out there. Nice thing is he's kept his weight, he's kept his condition, did a nice job while he was sidelined working the rest of his body. So it was good to see him out there, good to see him run around and make things happen.
When do you anticipate Roman getting back out there?
Hopefully soon. He ran some today, moved around a little bit more, and the foot's getting stronger. You know, as they went back and reevaluated it, you know, it really did turn into turf toe. So, you know, that's why he's missed as much time he has. So we've got to be smart with that. He's a veteran guy that, you know, it's picking things up. He's staying engaged and involved. So, you know, it's just really a matter of time. Hopefully by next week we'll have a better feel for him come Monday.
Stewart will be out there Sunday.
Yes. Yes. Jonathan's having a real good week. And right now he's on par to get some snaps. Not a lot because this will be his first time out there. But we're going to be very smart with that as well.
Lots of position battles still for this team. You expect more separation from some of these guys battling for spots come Sunday, maybe?
Now would be the time. I mean, this is a good football team coming in. You know, the Chiefs are very well coached. They're a veteran team. They've got some really good players at some key positions, and they're going to challenge our guys. And so, you know, those guys that really do step up and take advantage, I think, can really establish who's going to be what for us. And so I'm excited to see that and really do look forward to seeing the tape eventually.
When you look at the Chiefs, so about their defense in particular, they've got a lot of stat guys, particularly up front. How good of a test is that going to be for your first-team offense?
It'll be very good. I mean, it was a good test for us last week against that Bills defense, and so I'm excited about this. This will be good for our offense, our offensive line in particular. It's a little bit different. It's a 3-4 front in certain situations, so that'll be an even better test. So, you know, as a whole, this would be good for us. This is a very dynamic offense as well, multiple fronts, multiple personnels, multiple movements. So Andy will put us to the test as far as our defense is concerned. It'd be really good for us. And then special teams, they're very well coached. You know, Dave Tobe and I have coached together before, and he's one of the best special teams coaches in the league. So it'll be a great test for our group of specialists as well.